Their Ankar may have protected them, but it never protected me. It killed Cave and Pa. Their Ankar does not protect me when the other children bully Chu and me. The children despise me and consider me inferior because of my light skin. When I walk by them, my ears ring from their cruel words, and their spit eats through my skin like acid. They throw mud at me, claiming it will darken my ugly white skin. Other times they stick their legs out and trip me, causing me to fall and scrape my knees. Mei Bong always turns the other way. At first I do nothing and take their abuse silently, not wanting to attract any attention to myself. Each time I fall, I dream of breaking their bones. I have not survived this much to be defeated by them. While washing up for dinner one evening, one of the bullies, Rani, walks up and pinches my arm. "Stupid Chinese Yuan," she hisses at me. My face burns and my blood boils with hatred. As if possessed by a will of their own, my arms reach for her neck and my hands close around her throat, squeezing hard. Her face turns white with confusion. She gasps for air, chokes under the pressure of my fingers. She grabs my arms, her nails scratching my skin. I refuse to let go. Sharp pain explodes on my shin as she kicks me. My anger makes me feel 6 feet tall, and I lunge at her with my body, knocking her to the ground. Sitting on her chest, my eyes pierce hers. My hands slap her face. I yell, "Die! Die!" Rani's eyes widen with fear as blood pours out of her nose and stains my hands. Still, I cannot stop. I want to see her dead. "Die! I hate you! I am going to kill you!" My small fingers wrap themselves around her throat again, trying to squeeze out her life. I hate her. I hate them all. Two hands grab me by my arms, twisting them painfully back. Another set of hands grabs my hair, pulling it back, dragging me off Rani. Still, I struggle to free myself, my feet kicking dust in her face. "I'm going to kill you!" I scream at her as a large hand slaps my cheek, sending me to the ground. "Enough!" Mei Bong screams. "There will be no killing tonight!" "She attacked me first," Rani, sitting up, points at me. "I don't care who started it." She points to Rani. "Go and wash up." She then turns to me. Her eyes bore into me. She leans toward me and yells, "You are so strong to get into a fight? You have to water this whole garden tonight. You cannot sleep until you finish. And no food for you tonight." Before leaving, Mei Bong instructs another girl to guard me and make sure I do as I am told.